Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. I'm so excited to have this very special guest with us today, Sasha Vaynerchuk. He's the CEO of the Wine Library and a true believer in the power of kindness. And not only is Sasha an accomplished business leader, but he's also the father of the famous serial entrepreneur, Gary Vaynerchuk. In fact, Gary named the Sasha Group after his father, recognizing Sasha's significant influence on his own entrepreneurial journey. The Sasha Group works with Fortune 500 brands across various sectors and has honed their expertise to serve today's growing businesses. And leading that charge is the highly respected James Orsini, who was one of our most inspiring guests. And today, we're diving deep into a fascinating conversation with Sasha about how kindness can be a winning strategy. So get ready to be inspired as we explore the incredible power of kindness on the path to success. Welcome, Sasha, to the Stay on Course podcast.
What is it that you taught Gary that has made him so successful? He's such a success, and I talk about ingredients for success on my podcast. So I'm wondering what lessons he learned from you that he really leans into for success.
I have to tell you, he is not only a successful businessman, he's also a very, very kind, nice person. And that's what we need to have more people in this society like Gary. I think, being an immigrant from the former Soviet Union, when we first came to this country in the late 70s, the only thing, I had dreams. And I don't want to talk about myself, obviously. But I had a dream, and I make sure Gary knows how hard to make a buck. And when he was a young boy, I don't know, 12, 13, whatever, he used to start working in my liquor store. I paid him $2 an hour. He still reminds me of this to this day. And he was underpaid. But I think he saw how his father worked long hours, and my wife stayed home and raised two other his siblings. And, he saw what it takes to really, really accomplish in life. And I think everything starts at home, like they say, right? You have to, in today's society, I see different things. Parents working, they don't have the time to raise the kids. They expect the teachers to raise the kids, or nannies or whatever. That's I never believe, and my wife never believed in that. And we I made sure I had two jobs. I did whatever it takes to keep the wife home, to raise the kids. And I think Gary learned from that. And, and besides that, he's a very talented, super talented boy.
He is. And, Father's Day is coming up, right? And so I always like to do a special piece on Father's Day. And my father left me quite a legacy. And you're leaving a legacy with Gary and all of the great things, because he's part of you, right? And so what do you want to say about the joy that you feel about, what he's accomplished and how it's...
As a father, I'm so proud what Gary accomplished. And not only what he's accomplished, what kind, I'm repeating myself, what kind of person he is. He's a loving, loving, loving person. He loves everybody. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He loves everybody. And you know what, quite honestly, I was a little bit of a tough person, and I had my battles with people. It was, but hate to admit it, but I learned a lot of things from Gary. How he interact with people, how he interact with employees, and a lot of things I changed by seeing how Gary operates.
Yeah. So what do you say to young people about, you know, doing what you love to do and being really passionate about what you do every day when you get up in the morning, that you're excited to go to work?
Listen, if you don't love what you're doing, get out. And I didn't come up with that. I learned from Gary. He said, if you don't have passion for what you do and you're miserable by getting up in the morning to go to work, quit. Do what you love to do. Yeah. And that's, I think that's a key to a lot of successful people. If you hate it to go to work in the morning, you should absolutely quit.
Thank you, Sasha, so much for being a guest on the Stan Kors podcast. Pursuing your passion, being kind, all of these great ingredients for success that you've been instilling in Gary all these years have made it such an amazing experience to follow his career and follow his content. And I just want to thank you for being a guest on the Stan Kors podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.